Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Has joined.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, I'm going to mute. I've got company. My son just brought Tony back, so I'm going to have to mute.
Okay. Please, join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Yadula Chimincha, Sati, Deruva, Alapetimo Yuta, Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu. Aharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Hutka, Evavat, Shamre, Nun Gimeldalit, Yudka Shin, Varchem Taharem, Rachame Sitata Damid Damleim Betted Reish Saditaf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Ket Kufbet Ket Nunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tariyuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Sefer Yetzirah class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 9, the second column from the left. That link opens up to a landing page of the Sefer Yetzirah classes. And if you scroll down to class 15, the link will open up where it will say class 13, and it's the beginning of chapter 2 of the 6 chapters of the Sefer Yetzirah. Yetzirah. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Yishkin Tevit Hilu Urchimu Ut Hilu Ut Hilu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yudhe B'vav Pei V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kov Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohinu Alenu Maasei Yadenu Kodanei Alenu Maasei Yadenu Kodaneihu. Mishnah 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3. Shalosh imot v'sheva kefulot v'yud bet pashutit. The translation of this verse, 2.1, 22 foundation letters, or 22 foundation signs. Three mothers, seven doubles, and 12 elementals. Verse 2.2. Shalosh imot emesh, toldot ha-shamayim emesh, toldot ha-aretz mayim, toldot avir ruach esh, Lama la v'mayim, lama ta v'rua, pach machriya benatayim. Three mothers, Aleph, Mem, Shin, Emesh. Derivative of heaven is fire. Derivative of land is water. The derivative of air is spirit. Fire above and water below. And spirit to balance between them. And the third verse. Shalosh imot emesh. Mem dumet shin shurchat Aleph chokmach ria betayim. That's three mothers are Aleph, Mem, and Shin, which is Emesh. He engraved them with voice, he carved them with breath, and he set them in the mouth. Another translation with additional information, including the three verses. Number one, 22 foundation letters, three mothers, seven doubles, 12 elementals. The three mothers are Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Their foundation is a pan of merit, a pan of liability, and a tongue of decree deciding between them. Number two, 22 foundation letters. He engraved them. He carved them. He permuted them. He weighed them. He transformed them. And with them, he depicted all that was formed and all that would ever be formed. Number three, 22 foundation letters. He engraved them with voice, he carved them with breath, he set them in the mouth in five places. Aleph Chet, He Ayin, is in the throat. Gimel Yud, Kaf Kuf, is in the balance. In five places, I'm in the third place. Dalet Tet Lamed Nun Tav in the tongue, Zion Samach Shin Resh Tzadi in the teeth, Bet Vav Mem Pei in the lips. All letters are created with the level of Chokmah. Every Sefirah listed on this page is within the Sefirah of Chokmah. If I say the mothers come from Chokmah, actually this is Chokmah of Bat Chokmah. I just have left off the latter Chokmah. 22 foundation letters. These are multiple layered realities. I'm listed below how various Kabbalists have categorized these letters. Why are they called foundation letters? And to quote my teacher, the answer to this question, they are the foundation of everything. First step is to visualize the letters. Always visualize the letters. Pretend you can speak to them and that they answer you back. Pretend you can touch them. What do they feel like? What are they saying to you? Pretend that they are real, because they are. The nefesh is physical. Write the letter down. The ruach is a physical going towards spiritual. Say to the letter. Neshama is the spiritual level. Know what the letter means. Reverberate the sound while you shake the letter shapes. And eventually you merge every one of them into unity. The letters have four letters. Chokmah is the tagim, which are the crowns. Tag is the crown itself. So what's the difference between the tagim and the tag? The tagim are the lines that come out of the top of the letter. The tagim is the plural of the tag. Crowns are reshimot, they're impressions left from the descent of each letter, from Chokmah to going to Malchut. They leave us an impression on every level that they touch. Some letters have no tagim, some letters have one tagim, and some letters have three tagim. The no letter has two tagim. Bina is the trope. Each letter has a trope, rather than each word has a trope. Most of the letters in a word have a non-trope trope, since there is only one trope per word, usually. Tropes are the cantillation marks that tell the Torah reader two things. One is how to pronounce the word, which syllable is emphasized. And which is where to put the emphasis on which syllable. There on pin is the vowels. There are nine vowels, since the vowels is what gives power to the letters. We will develop knowledge of the vowels in other Sefer Yetzirah classes. Malchut is the sound of the letter. The shape of the physical letters is considered the garment for the other. There are only 10 basic letters because the other letters are made up of combinations of these basic letter shapes. And here is a link that explains this. We will discuss this in another class when we develop greater personal experience with the letters. You can also begin to learn by experience which letters are the basic shapes of the 10 letters. We're going to return to this essay about the 600,000 Hebrew letters in the Torah. The letters are categorized as mothers, doubles, and elementals. This categorization takes place in the Sefer Yetzirah. The mothers are Olam Atzilut. They come from the world of emanation. They are the Aleph, which is a pillar of compassion, the right side. The Mem, which is the pillar of love. And the Shin, which is the pillar of power. Now, the pillar of compassion is the central column. It works between them. So the Aleph and the Mem and the Shin are mother letters. The Mem is the right column letter. The Shin is the left column letter. And the Aleph is the balancing point between them, the central column letter. There are three lines in the Tree of Life glyph. And these letters go to those three lines. The Shin goes to the line that runs between Hachma and Bina. The Mem between Netzach and Hod. And the Aleph between Chesed and Gevurah, which is the middle between the other two. Why do you think they are called mother letters? Why is the Shin at the top of the three lines? Why is the Mem the lowest one? Why is the Aleph the balance point? What is the sound of the letter Aleph? The sound of the Aleph is to inhale. You can barely hear that, I know. You can barely hear the solid sound of the Aleph. Doubles. The doubles are in Olam Briah, the world of creation. There are seven double letters, and there are seven vertical lines in the tree. The Bet runs between Chachma and Chesed, the Gimel between Bina and Gevurah, the Gimel goes between Bina and Gevurah. The Dalet between the Keter and the Tiferet. Underneath the Dot. The Kaf between Chesed and Netzah. The Pe between Gevurah and Hod. The Resh between Tiferet and Yesod. And the Tav between Yesod and Malchut. There are 12 elementals. The first is Olam Yetzirah. This is the world of formation. There are 12 diagonal lines. And where these 12 elementals belong, which diagonal line in the tree Each sage, many of the sages have differing opinions to the other sages. The final letters are in the world of action. And you can see the transition. So we have two essays. Well, one essay we discussed last week, and I'm duplicating it here, the last link on the page, because it's discussing the astrological influence. And the one that's in the middle of the page, we mentioned the 600,000 letters that are in the Torah. So which of the two would you like to discuss today? Because we really don't have time to discuss both. And I'm actually thinking, while it's only a half hour into the class, it really is helpful to just review the basic discussions. Hello?
If you were asking our opinions, I would have said the Hebrew letters, but I do think reviewing would even be better.
Well, we've discussed the rising sign and the influences from the character traits. We've already discussed it last week, but it takes instantaneous awareness. But you're not going to develop it just by reading it.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment and maybe include a question with that.
Okay.
I've gone over these before from time to time, especially around my birthday time. But I remember the first time that I had experience with them, some of the things I didn't agree with, like some of the things I felt I had a strong inclination where maybe the characteristic had it listed as weak. And then I've seen that sometimes it changes because I remember which one was different, you know, maybe the next year. So my question is that pretty normal? That sometimes you don't agree, that you think maybe it's stronger rather than weaker? Or is it, like always, relative to the person and the time?
It's relative to the person and the time, the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you have the chart says you have a strong inclination and you feel it's weak, just double check, reevaluate it, see if it's weak. And if you find it's not, then is it an action that you want to change? You want to work on yourself with that respect to that action or not?
Okay, another question. Because Aquarius is my sun sign, knowing the north node is Scorpio, so can you say that it could apply to both?
Say the question again. I'm not following it.
Okay. Okay. Knowing that Aquarius is my sun sign, and that's what I would always look for first, well, period, because that's what I knew until I learned a little bit about the north node being your previous reincarnation. So should you take that into consideration and notice the characteristics that you need to work on or evaluate as to your own characteristics to both nodes, both your sun sign and your north node. In other words, should I be looking at Aquarius as well as Scorpio? I mean, I haven't quite gotten to rising sign yet.
Well, I'm not clear where you would be looking. If you would say, well, if you're looking to the energy of the month, then yes, you should look at both.
Okay. All right, I wasn't thinking monthly. I guess I was just thinking, and I see it says rising sign, which I didn't, I was taking it to mean sun sign. But see, that's not having looked at it since January.
Understand.
Maybe you could have also changed the chart since the time, or I could have forgotten, you know, because Aquarius was what, the sun sign was what I always dwelt on, you know.
Right.
So it's to take all of those things into consideration. So that would be one of the reasons that sometimes you kind of disagree, you know, that this is you're strong, but you feel like it's weak, or vice versa, because it's taking in those different
Look at it this way. Your sun sign is how the world sees you. Your moon sign is how you see the moon. The moon sign is actually how you perceive yourself internally. And the rising sign is a tool to balance the two.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to mute again.
So I am going to give you homework to this class. And the homework is to read the essay on the 600,000 letters. And when we reconvene next week, let's plan to discuss that essay. You all have a good evening. Good class.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.